Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
There is a very nefarious reason the music's going on. Don't turn away. Don't turn it off. Ladies and gentlemen, we have suspensions. Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
Wait, let me be the first to say.
You want to be the first to say you don't even want me to mention this?
I want to be the first to say maybe they should rename this song Hail to the Cheaters. You hear that, Keith Britton? I'm sure I'm not the first to say that.
You're probably not.
You won't be the last. According to CEO Dan Wetzel, Michigan is expected to suspend Coach Sherrone Moore 2 games during the 2025 season as a self-imposed punishment in the advanced scouting case, industry sources tell Dan Wetzel and Pete Thamel. But here's the kicker of it. Moore is expected to miss weeks 3 and 4 against Central Michigan and Nebraska. Okay. This would allow him to coach week 2 at Oklahoma, his alma mater and where he played offensive line.
Wait a second. Hold on. Yeah, he suspended 2 games. It's the first 2 games, right?
Yeah.
It's New Mexico.
Well, you would think so, but no.
Then at Oklahoma.
No. He's going to coach against the Lobos, and he's going to coach against Oklahoma. That's what he's going to do. And then he will say, oh, bye-bye. The Central Michigan thing is going to be too weird. Everything else we've seen, I don't know if...
The Stallions ball?
Stallions coaching that one.
Maybe I should have just canceled that game,
and
but whatever.
Which team will Stallions represent?
And then he's not going to be at Nebraska, so the vaunted Matt Rhule, Sherrone Moore standoff is not going to happen.
I'm getting Stallions on the call if I'm a network.
Oh, you are.
At doing that game.
Oh, okay.
He is going to be our sideline reporter. Which sideline? I don't know.
Stand him underneath the goal
post.
He might
be your row three reporter.
Yeah.
With binoculars.
So he's a... Harry Carey was able to do it. Let's get Connor Steins as drunk as Harry Carey was. See whether or not he can do it.
Typically, when there is a suspension that goes into a season,
what's the
beginning of the season is
They'll get around to it, Anthony. I don't know why you're getting so upset about it.
What is the point of it? What's the point of the suspension?
Why isn't it just,
can do nothing.
It's 2 games, but one quarter in 8 straight games. Yeah. We are going to selectively apply.
Why even suspend him at all? Why even do it at all? The NCAA can't do anything. What can they do? By the way, when Florio mentioned, we didn't get into this last week and I wanted to, Florio floated out there and goes, why doesn't Shedeur Sanders just go back to college? Can the NCAA stop him? I said the only thing that could really stop him would be the NFL. The NFL upholds all that stuff. It's not as much the NCAA as it is the NFL. The NFL kind of buoys college football in some way. But with this, like, who cares? Why would you even suspend him? You're putting a spotlight back on yourself. Just let him go. What am I missing? Could there be a lawsuit that the NCAA loses again against Michigan? Guys, this isn't 1997 anymore. This scandal is not a scandal. I know that everybody hates Michigan. Okay, fine. You can hate Michigan all you want, but We all know this. This is no longer the type of scandalous thing it used to be. If you and I were hosting in 1997 and this was going on, this would be... guys would lose their jobs.
So I do wonder.
I know that guys technically did lose their jobs. So like major heads of state in the NFL and college football would lose their jobs here. Like head coaches included. Like this is... No one who cares. What's the NCAA going to do?
I do wonder because that was always with benefits. Anytime there were benefits, suspensions, or postseason bans because of benefits, we all kind of laugh because we knew. Anybody that followed the sport closely knew that everybody was getting something at the big programs, whether it was no-show jobs. They tried to mitigate it as much as they could. But, you know, money was changing hands. And teams had plausible deniability.
I want to go back.
And it was just don't get caught.
And the players should want to go back too because that means they wouldn't have to pay the taxes on the thing.
Yeah, there was no taxes. So I this was a cheating scandal. And you're saying not a scandal.
No, it's a scandal. It's a scandal. I still don't. To what level of it.
I'm a Buckeye. And Kenny, from day one, I'm like, well, everybody steals signs. Obviously, this was the most sophisticated way of going about it. The problem is how the Michigan guys tried to cover up what was done. Like, had they have just admitted along the way, this is what we did, and we just didn't think that it was that big of a deal, okay, we'll take our punishment. They didn't do that. They lied. They lied about knowing Connor Stallions and the level at which he was, you know, passing around the information that he had. Obviously, how comprehensive a scandal and sophisticated a scandal it was when it came to cheating. That is something that they lied about. I mean, they lied, and Jim Harbaugh, you know, took off for the NFL because he knew it was going to be, once they kept investigating, once they couldn't put this thing to bed, it was going to look worse and worse and worse. And now think of all the self-imposed, you know, issues here, how Michigan had to deny everything at the start of it and how they keep tacking on, okay, we'll admit to this. It's a terrible look for the school. And, I, you know, all I've ever wondered is, I'm a Buckeye fan. I'm in the bubble. So Buckeye fans are always going to put an asterisk by this title. What I want to know is, what is the rest of college football doing? Because the jokes are never going to end now. There's enough of a cloud that if a Michigan fan, like our boss, is in a mall in Oklahoma rocking Michigan gear, if somebody wanted to, they're gonna crack a joke. Oh, yeah, that title, that we're going to count. Just like the bubble title for LeBron. Whenever anybody brings up that title, they bring up the bubble.
You probably ain't going to like my answer. It's just, how can they do it without getting caught?
Okay.
Basically, it is.
I mean, I told you. I didn't think it was the biggest deal in the world.
Yeah, I know.
I think their actions...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Afterwards, to try to cover it up is what made it a bigger deal. Well, that's what happened to Jim Tressel. Did not get fired for Tattoo Gate. It's that he lied about Tattoo Gate.
Obviously, I think the major issue here was that. But ultimately, this isn't like it was like when Jim Tressel got in trouble. The NCAA had actual teeth. This, they have no teeth now, so they can gum you up all they want. What are they going to do? They lose every single legal battle they're in. to the point where it's not even worth fighting. So you're doing that, what, just because you're a member institution that keeps up the NCAA and you want to keep it up for looks? Like, and for them, like, hey, you did everything you could. You wanted to be at the football school again. You were the football school again. Don't sit there and apologize for anything. To me, that's like apologizing for it. You didn't. It's Sharon Moore, whatever. Just move on. You did do something wrong, certainly. I almost said you didn't. No, you did do something wrong. But in this case, it's just, hey, move on. Move on. It's been 3 years since that scandal. We're going on to year three.
Do you feel better as a Buckeye today, Anthony Lima?
They feel better as a Buckeye because they just won the national championship. Yeah.
Had we not have won the title.
It'd be sad. Would Lima be saying right now is sad. But they won the title. They could say whatever they want.
So you're okay with them goofing on you?
On
Ohio State.
Well, even though
they're cheaters.
No, to me, Michigan, how when they don't make the playoff the following year, and now we've already got a more recent title than they do. I mean, you know, that was a great year for them. Commencement speeches
this weekend?
No, I didn't.
Oh, there you go.
I dreamed of seeing my team beat the Buckeyes. Not once, not twice, not three times, but four.
I don't have a name.
That was the commencement speech.
Is that their valedictorian?
Michigan, yes. And he whooped it up about Michigan beating Ohio State. What do you say to that, young man, huh?
I do feel like while Michigan had all the bragging rights a year ago, they went all out the window last year. After the playoff run, they go away. Like, yeah, you beat us. And then we won the title because the format's different
now.
Yeah,
after you win, it's over.
The game, I hate to say it, the game is just not as important now.
It's not as important if you go and you do what Ohio State did. If you would have won the championship, it would still be very important.
Guys, Ohio State, Ohio State's going to go to the playoff every year now. So now it's about staying healthy.
You can't say it wasn't important when your school was on, according to you, was on the verge and had plans in place that if they would have lost to Tennessee, Ryan Day would not be the head coach of them right now.
I sincerely believe that.
I'm not saying what you're saying is a lie.
But now that's done.
What you said was a lie.
But now that's done. Like, if Ryan Day lost to Michigan this year, guess what? They're going to be in the playoff. It's still going to be in the playoff.
That is true.
The format has forever changed how I'll look at that game, unfortunately.
But they were always in. Yeah, it's true. But I still think the significance of the game has changed in terms of making the playoff. Yes, there's a playoff. It's more important than it used to be. Than the game is, certainly. I think, though, what it does really become in earnest is that type of litmus test for whether or not you can find a reason to leave a coach who you're not entirely satisfied with in the first place. I think the championship obviously calms everybody down about how good Ryan Day is, including myself. I thought that there was some things left to be desired with him. Turns out he was right. The players play for him. They love him. But I think that now, hey, if you lose it this year, if you lose the game this year, good God, that's five in a row, right? Five in a row.
That's unbelievable.
Which is, I would think, nearly impossible for an Ohio State team. And then if you don't win the national championship, you get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. Okay, then that conversation starts all over.
Yeah, there'll be more pressure, yeah.
They can't lose it this year. They're not losing five in a row. Nah, this year they'll get it done.
It's in Ann Arbor.
I'm dead ass about that. Yeah. So they've won in Ann Arbor before. They'll win in Ann Arbor again. They'll win in Ann Arbor this year.
I do wonder if the monkey being off the back because of Day winning the title changes everything.
I wonder if they play looser in that game.
Yeah, he's not going to pucker up
like
he has because he can sit there and laugh with a championship ring.
Well, you can also think this game is not as important as it once was, right? Because you can just go win the national championship.
Well, I've said this. It's a great point. I have said that we've always done this teeter-totter. When Cooper was coaching, we all know, didn't take it seriously enough. Didn't understand it as part of the fabric of Ohio State history. Then Jim Tressel came in, and it was like, oh, this is the thing that matters. This is the jumping board. Then he wins a title in year two. This is the jumping off of what new Ohio State football is. Urban came in, had the best team, and they crushed them. They humiliated them, and it was revolving door coaches. And then I wondered if Ryan Day was like, everybody telling him, you know the Michigan game's big, right? You're an outsider. You're from the Northeast. What do you know about this? You know this is a big... And I think that permeated so much that Ryan Day almost took the Michigan game too seriously, which is hilarious to think coming from the Cooper years. Like, did you know there'd be a coach down the road that would put too much on the team for the Michigan game? And I think that's exactly what happened, and it puckered them up.
Would they have been able to beat Tennessee in the Fiesta Bowl?
That oh
in 98. Yes. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Yeah. I had a whole
T. Martin Tennessee.
I had
team?
A whole conversation with myself before I actually brought.
Yeah,
because I'm I thinking, man, if John Cooper,
yes, they were going to
with
win
the
it that
same
year.
Record,
they were going to
would have
it.
Just beaten Michigan State in 98.
Yep.
And if they would have finished that wire to wire, and then would have beaten. Could they have beaten Tennessee in the Fiesta Bowl
always
to win the national championship?
The Michigan State game, growing up, I was young, wasn't in it like I am now.
Oh,
that Michigan
gosh.
State game, to me, was worse than all the Michigan ones because that was the team.
I remember listening to it.
That was the squad. That was the best Ohio State team.
My dad does not, he's not a big college football guy. We were listening to it, and my dad was shocked because we had to go somewhere. It was a family gathering. It's a Saturday night. And we're like leaving. I'm like, they're going, they're losing. I go, what? What? Because they didn't have TVs in every restaurant like they do now. Like you couldn't just figure, and plus no one had cell phones in. So nobody knew. And then like somebody said, yeah, they just came out from the car like smoking. I think one of my uncles or something like that. He's like, dude, they're losing. Huh? Yeah. What are you going to do?
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.